हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
वेलकम टू दिस कार्तिक इंस्पिरेशन। Have you ever heard about a wish-fulfilling mountain? Actually, there is such a mountain, and he is visible right from the window of the room where I'm staying. I'm speaking of Govardhan Mountain, which was lifted by Krishna for 7 days, and the prayer to him, Pratyashame Tvam Kuru Govardhana Purnam, that is, O Govardhan, please fulfill my every desire. And he does so. What I remember is once one of my disciples told me that he was walking around Giriraj Govardhan on Parikram when he heard the loud gallop of a monkey coming towards him. Immediately he was holding fast to his shoulder bag, but the monkey was racing besides him. He was not interested in stealing anything from him. The monkey came right to a big boulder of Giriraj, a big rock, then slowed down, coughed, put his hands in a tight embrace around Giriraj, and gave up his body. Yes, this was the final race of the monkey to the shelter of Giriraj. I'm sure Giriraj must have heard and accepted whatever the monkey felt in his mind and heart, and why he took shelter. There's another example. Out of fear to look at each other in front of their superiors, Shishi, Radha and Krishna cannot freely enjoy each other's darshan. For a long time, they want to stay together long and look at themselves. Finally, that desire became so strong that Krishna had a special plan. He revealed this gigantic mountain form, and now Radharani could freely gaze at her beloved, even in front of their elders, who were all asking this divine mountain for blessings. What is Radharani's desire? Well, she simply wants to gaze at Krishna. There's a beautiful description of what Radharani feels when she looks at Krishna, and I think that will inspire all of us also to understand just the unearthly beauty of the Lord. So she asks herself, is this Cupid the god of love himself? But no, it can't be, because the god of love produces lusty feelings in the heart, but I feel something else. I feel that my mind is not stirred up, but I'm feeling great, great peace and happiness. But there are waves of splendor coming from this beautiful form. Is it then some sort of halo? But no. The light in a halo is piercing and sharp. But this light, which emanates from this transcendental form, is full of sweetness. Then is it sweetness personified who stands before me? No, that also cannot be, because there is such an indescribable ocean of relish coming from this form. And the form now is active. It must be my Madhava who has come and now loosens my braid. So you can see the bewilderment of love when one sees Krishna. And Giriraj is especially known to fulfill the desire of each serious pilgrim who comes and wants to become closer to Krishna, who wants to please Krishna, who wants to bathe his eyes in the beauty of Krishna, and who wants to develop a higher taste. Really, Giriraj fulfills all desires. I even had a desire. I had a terrible toothache, and I finally prayed to him, and the next morning it was gone. This is a sacred mountain that fulfills all desires, even the small ones. See you for next Kartik Inspiration.